Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Grace Kelly. I'm sorry, Ruth Wallisoff. And we just finished a great interview.
Yes, it's really fascinating.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of a synonym for fascinating. Can you think of one?
No, that's way above me, no. Riveting. And that's going to be July 9th at the Port Washington Library or July 13th, Monday or Friday. 7 o'clock is the pre-show talk or discussion, and 7:30 is the program. And there can be an after-program discussion.
Questions and answers.
Questions and answers, time permitting, depending on how, I don't know how long, we didn't ask how long the show was. But Port Washington Library has plenty of parking. It's a great venue. And it's a fun time. So you have 2 days to get there. Funday, Monday, you have many, many days to get there. And we have with us from the town of North Hempstead, my dear friend Gia. Gia Montalbano, excuse me, but, you know, we'll go as Gia.
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 MGM. My initials are MGM.
MGM?
Yes.
What's the M?
Well, it's actually my first name is Maria.
Oh.
So I gave all my secrets away.
I'm just going to say, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Maria. But you've got, I've only known you as Gia.
Yeah, my first paying job when I was 16, we had to wear name tags, and there were three Marias there.
Oh,
and so they said, do you have an alternate, a nickname? I was like, just use my middle name.
And that's what you've used ever since.
Wow. It stuck.
Unbelievable.
There you go.
Gia, do you organize and run the funds at Mondays?
So I have a big part in putting together the Funday Mondays. I've been doing it for 10 years, but we're going on our 40th year now. So Funday Monday's been around for a long time.
How many years?
We're going in our 40th year.
I had no idea.
Yeah. It's grown. The activities have grown. It's okay. Gotten bigger. We've expanded the scope of what we do and the amount of space we take up on the beach.
Right.
But the original Funday Monday started, it's 39 years ago.
Oh, wow. So this is an anniversary year. This is the anniversary year. Okay.
Pretty much. Cool. But I don't know how we can make it any bigger other than singing happy anniversary and drinking non-alcohol.
It's a free program?
It's completely free. So I am always amazed when a senior says they don't know about it or they know about it and they don't come. There is no charge for anything except a cup of coffee and whatever snacks at the snack bar.
Have you never gone, Ruth? Excuse me.
No, I've never gone.
Okay.
But I would like to go now that I've heard about it.
Well, please come. We have 8 opportunities, and if it rains on Monday, the rain date is Thursday of the same week.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. In all the years I've been doing it, we actually only had to cancel it once when we had that heat dome where it was like unbearable heat for 2 weeks.
That's in the last couple of years.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Okay,
yeah.
I remember I was involved here when they canceled it because
And about how many people attend generally?
So when the weather is good, we can get anywhere from 600 to 800 people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's huge. I mean, I've been there a couple of times. It's phenomenal.
It's very big, and we have two big events that are our marquee dates. The last Monday in July is our health fair. And the last Monday in August is Hometown USA, which is a big celebration. On those days, weather permitting, we'll get 1,000 seniors, which sounds like it's a lot and it would be crowded, but we expanded the area we cover on the beach. And so it really doesn't take away from the experience. People aren't tripping over each other.
It must be very well organized.
I think it is. It might be a little biased.
It's a little sloppy, but I don't want to talk about that. Right.
Thanks, John.
You know, it could use some tweaking, but we're not here for that.
It almost sounds like camp.
It is. It's like day camp.
It is.
It really
You're
is.
Right, Ruth. This act, honestly, when you go along, because I've been, you know, once you walk in by, there's a fence there. There's like bocce, and then there's another group that might be playing cards. There's another group that might be dancing. There's another. You just walk the beach. It's unbelievable.
If somebody comes alone, how can they get involved in something?
So the activities are open to everyone. We always invite people to bring a friend in case that they don't know anybody on the beach because we do pull from the entire town, right? So it's from Great Neck to Newcastle and every area in between. They can come alone, they drive, they can bring a lawn chair and can sit anywhere. Otherwise, there are chairs under a big tent that we have because some of the trees were taken down. We want to make sure we have enough shade. We invite people to take a friend, and if they're driving, there's no parking fee. If they don't want to drive, they want to just ride the bus. We have, I think, what are we up to, 53 or 54 pickup locations throughout the town. They come in. The buses start loading a little before 2 o'clock, so people get about 4 hours there if they take the bus.
So what time does it start?
The technical hours are 10 to 2.
Uh-huh.
And there's always activities going on. There's entertainment.
There are picnic tables if somebody wants to have lunch. Mm-hmm.
So there are picnic tables, and we also put out folding, like card tables, folding tables and chairs. We have a designated area. It's a large area, but we have a designated area where we put the folding tables and chairs. So we invite people if they want to sit further away. Maybe the entertainment can get loud and they don't, you know, want to be that close to it. If you bring your own chair, you can sit anywhere on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Great Neck Senior Center, Ruth?
Occasionally. Occasionally.
You know, okay. I didn't know how often because there's people from the Great Neck Senior Center there.
You'll
definitely, you know, my mind is you'll there's a lot of Project Independence people there, co-hosts from the radio. So, Doran, you're going to walk around and find somebody. It really is that type of mingling event.
Yeah.
There are many seniors who are alone. That's why I asked that question.
Yeah.
Right. So we have seniors that have been coming in groups from maybe a senior center or a social club, and they sit together and they have their little group. But there are also seniors who just, you know, get on a bus and come.
Mm-hmm.
There's always someone you can strike up a conversation
with. That's
good. And also a good way is to introduce yourself to the whole program is to join an activity. We have all kinds of fitness classes. We have mahjong instruction. We are doing, is this a good time to go through
keep
everything
going,
we're doing?
Do you have the same
you're
activities?
You're
going
to be interviewed by Ruth
Monday?
Because Ruth wants to learn about this. I know about it.
Well, it's so...
this is the best
it's
way.
It's so exciting to have someone who's so excited about it.
Right.
So every Monday, there is a set schedule of activities. It's, you know, Zumba, Tai Chi, line dance, yoga. Those are... And the instructional mahjong, those are regulars that we have mm-hmm. every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other activities that we do. For example, we found after doing a pilot program at the Yes We Can Community Center that there's a big need for stress management among the seniors. And so we started a pilot on mindfulness coloring for stress management. We begin with some stress management tools. Sometimes it's breathing, sometimes it's tapping, and then we go into mindfulness coloring. It was such a hit. People have become so loyal to this program that we've introduced it at the beach.
What does mindfulness coloring mean?
And so what you're doing is really you are taking the time to just focus on that particular moment. Sometimes we ask you to just focus on your breathing. Sometimes you're tapping different parts of your body. Dr. Weil is a big promoter of the 4-7-8 breathing technique, which is like 90 seconds, and it is the most amazing, wonderful stress management tool. And then what studies have shown is that after you do this, if you, you know, if you are coloring something just like the kids would do, except that mandalas apparently have proven themselves to be most effective, you literally are just focusing on holding your pencil, how the pencil runs over the paper, how you're making the contours, what colors you're choosing. And we do that quietly for about 40 minutes.
Are they pencils and paper
provided? We provide everything. Yep. We provide everything. And so the people that were brave and participated in the pilot program are very excited about doing this with us at the beach. Another activity that we introduced in the last couple of years is we do a beach walk and a Hempstead Harbor Trail walk. We do
That sounds fascinating.
It's 9 in the morning.
Riveting.
Riveting. Yeah. We do it earlier in the day because the weather can get really hot. And it's actually a guided walk. Eric Swenson, the executive director of the Hempstead Harbor Protection
Committee. So that's at 10 o'clock?
Yes. He will guide this tour, and he is a wellspring of information about our waterfront, our town's history, not just the water quality, but just what was going on in terms of industry and socially.
Right.
We highly recommend that, but you will have to drive yourself because the bus will not get you there early enough for this.
For the 10 o'clock, okay.
For the 10 o'clock. Exciting this year, we're doing a beach craft. We're not going to reveal what the craft is, but we know everybody's going to love it. And that's going to be on August 6th. And along with that, we also did a...
I'm not asking you, beach craft, you're going to do something, like build something?
Literally, you're going to make something.
Fine. Okay.
Okay, if I could just give away a little tip, it involves paint sticks. But you're not painting.
Involves paint sticks?
Right.
I don't know
the wooden sticks you use to stir
cans of paint.
Right. Okay. It involves that. But we will have staff to help. And it's beautiful but simple enough that anyone can make. So we encourage people to join us for that. Requires registration, so that, you know, 311, I want to do the Beechcraft. That's all
Do you require a registration for any other activities?
So anything that involves supplies. The coloring, we would like to have, you know, obviously if you forgot to register, you're included, no problem. But we would like to know how many people will be participating. The crafts, the walks, so that we know, you know, the beach walk and the trail walk, so that we know how many people
About how long is a walk? Does it take?
The whole event, the whole walk will be done in an hour. It's very slow. One is along the waterline on the beach. The other is on the trail. It's not a paved trail, but it's easy walking. And there's places to rest. You know, and it's slow because Eric will stop and give certain information at different spots.
It's the path, it's wood chips or something, right?
Yeah, it's a small portion is gravel.
It's not rocks and stuff that you're going to be up and down like you're...
No. It's wood chips, yeah. Right. It's like mulch type, and there's a little bit of gravel in one place, but it's all very fine gravel. And when we do the walk, I challenge people because along the walk, there's a beautiful, heart-shaped, very big rock, and I challenge people to find it.
So it's like a treasure hunt.
It is. And our waterfront is a treasure, so it's perfect.
You going, Ruth?
I'm going to go, definitely. Are you coming?
No.
Excuse me?
No, because I've been there many times. It's too beautiful. It's too emotional when I go.
So whatever day you come, I encourage you to try and make our last one, the last Monday in August, because Hometown USA is our grand event. We have a fabulous classic car show right along the promenade that people are just amazed with. We have a salute to the armed forces with, you know, veterans that come and we have a short ceremony, which is absolutely beautiful. There's going to be all of the things that promote health, like cotton candy and hot dogs and, you know, stuff like that. But really, it's our big event.
So you have to register for that one.
There's actually no activity on that day that you have to register for. We want people to enjoy the whole host of activities, so we're not actually doing any craft or coloring that day. There's just not enough time. There's so much to do.
You know, we're going to have to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and G is going to tell us more, because it really is. Fun Day Monday, I think the first one I went to was 2 or 3 years ago. It's phenomenal. It really is. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.